We are all called to be generous, but many of us struggle in figuring out how to answer that call. So in today's episode, you will hear a real-world example of generosity and learn about two types of giving that will help you change the world through generosity.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
I was trying to come up with ideas for the podcast episode, and I thought, what should it be about? And I thought, oh, I've been asked about generosity like three or four times in the last week. I was at like two different kind of fundraising things. I thought, this is it. Generosity is the name of the game today. And yes, we are called to be generous, and that call looks different for each of us. It looks different in each part of your life. We're going to get into maybe a little bit of that, but I want to talk about guilt-free giving. I want to talk about joyful giving today. And so I'll tell you these quick little stories here. I was at this fundraiser. It wasn't anything big and fancy. It was for this this Catholic summer camp that our girls go to. They go to the day camp since they're younger. And they had this fundraiser and a dinner and a silent auction and then a couple live auctions. And it was just really exciting. It was really fun. That's what these things are for. It's supposed to be fun and exciting and raise money. And I bid on a couple things at the silent auction. I won a couple of them. I threw one bid in the live auction, but I did not win it. But it was very exciting. It was awesome to be there to help raise that money. And when I went to pay for the items that I won with my bids, I said, hey, you know what? Add a little bit extra to the money I'm giving. Because I was in that mood to give. I was in that mindset. And I knew I could. It was a guilt-free giving. We're going to get into that in a second. And then was it 2 days later at church? A guy came around. They were from these Catholics who live in the Holy Land, and they're just under a bunch of, you know, it's a tough spot to be. And they, especially now, are in a really tough spot because they rely so much on tourism and selling these olive wood carvings. And anyway, they're coming around to sell them to people at churches here, and then they send the money back to like these hundreds of families back home. And so I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's buy something. And again, it was guilt-free giving. I was able to have that generous mood. And so guilt-free giving is the goal. Guilt-free giving is an amazing thing. But there's can be some ways where it gets in your way there, right? If you are freaking out, like you don't know, like you could have regretful giving, or you could regret not giving. And so, right, if you don't know how much you have to give, and you don't know if, am I going to put myself in a bad spot? Am I going to have enough for groceries if I give? What's going on? I don't know my situation. So I can't give. And then later, you find out, you know what? I had $50 I could have given that guy. Ugh! And I didn't, and I missed it. You're going to regret not giving. Or if you got whipped up, and you're in the spirit of giving a generous heart, and you wrote a big check, you handed over a wad of cash, and then I needed that. That was for the oil change. That was for the groceries. That was for the girls' soccer team, whatever it was. I didn't know I didn't have it to give. Then you regret giving it. And then that's kind of yucky, and it can sour your heart towards giving in the future. So I want you to avoid that. And I want to equip you with just a couple practical techniques here. And then later in the episode, I'm going to talk about these two types of giving that help your heart grow and help change the world. So first, just the practicals. And it's pretty simple, but you need to do the work to do the thing. And that is to plan ahead and budget in your giving. So it should be a category in your budget. We make it the first category in our budget. So you have your budget number, the amount of income you have for this budget, this budgeting season. Let's say it's a month. You're budgeting monthly. I've got this much amount to budget this month, and then you give. And we suggest you just give off the top, give it at the beginning, and then you work it out because you're ensuring that you're being generous. You're ensuring that you'll be fine. And now that doesn't mean you give 50% of your income. It doesn't mean you give 1% of your income. You need to give, and this is a whole other probably series of podcasts, but how much should you give? I always say you should give at a noticeable level. So your life would, you notice that money is gone. So, you know, it's not like, oh, well, all we can do is eat ramen noodles and ketchup packets for dinner this month. Nope, that's probably too much. But it should be, hey, maybe we don't have steak that many times. Maybe we don't go out to eat so many times. Like, there's just a little bit of a noticeable impact on your life because you're giving. And that number is going to change dramatically over time. When you're first getting started, you know, in your career, when you're first getting started getting a handle on your money, you don't know what's going on, that number is probably going to be lower. And then as time goes on, as you're more successful and as you have a better handle on your money, and as you're just a better steward of your money, as you're making it work harder for you, you get more out of every dollar, that means you have a little bit more available to give. And so people throw around 10% a lot. For 10%, for some people, could wreck them and they need to give less and that will still be noticeable. Other people, they could give 10% and not even notice it and they need to give way more. So it's a decision, it's a discernment for each and every person, each and every household. And that's all I'll say on it right now. But you need to have that number figured out and put into your budget, because then as you go through the month, these giving opportunities will come up and you can give and you can know the money's there. It's guilt-free. You're not wondering, well, what, how much do I have? How much? Oh, is it? You just know I have this much. I'm going to give this much of it. And you have it and you can give it with an open heart, a generous heart, a happy heart, and just have a really great feeling about it. So that is really the key to giving. And you just make sure it's in your budget, that you have that money in your budget set aside to give. So you know exactly which kind of pocket, right, you're going to reach into, how much is in there, and how much you can pull out for this particular thing, whatever that opportunity is that comes up. So that's that. You got a budget. You got to have it there. You got to have it ready and available to you. And now when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the two different types of giving that grow your heart and change the world. Be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. It's a browser extension and website that we use to save
money.
Bucks when we are shopping online. You just click the little button and your little pop-up says, hey, you can get 5% back on this. Okay. You click the button,
it kind of
routes you through some redirects so it looks like Rakuten sent you their way. Those sites probably pay them, I don't know, 7%, and then they give you 5% and they keep the 2%. Everybody wins. You get money back for the purchases you're making already.
Yep. Every quarter, I love getting my Rakuten check back from all the online shopping that I did. So next time you need to buy something online specifically, download the Rakuten browser extension, click it, say Rakuten sent me here, and reap your cash back.
Mm-hmm. And if you've never used Rakuten before, if you go to walletwin.com/Rakuten, RAKUTEN, walletwin.com/Rakuten, you'll get a $20 bonus mm-hmm. when you sign up and make your first purchase.
Go get your 20 bones.
walletwin.com/Rakuten. Welcome back. We are talking about generosity today and guilt-free giving and how good that feels. We just talked about kind of, you know, that you need to budget, you need to plan ahead so that your giving is joyful, that it is generous as it can be, and that it is a happy occasion for you, not one of regret or sorrow or, you know, putting yourself in a bad spot. So we've done that. Now I want to go over, there's two types of giving, two big categories of giving that I think, I mean, these are ones that we use personally, Amanda and I, in our giving, and I really have seen how they open up our hearts, how they allow us to see change being made in the world and allow us to see change right in front of us immediately. And here it is. So there's two categories of giving that I propose to you. There's, maybe the titles could be better. There's steady giving and there's extra giving. So we have some causes and things that we support every month. You know, we give you know, every week at our church. We have some other apostolates, other ministries that we support every month. There's a monthly donation, or there's an annual donation, or whatever it is. And that's what I would call steady giving. You have that sustained support towards whatever that is to see sustained change in the world. And that's good. It's kind of that long-term investment in the rest of the world. And it helps your heart get used to just, you know, I'm going to give. I'm a supporter. It helps you really get in and identify with whatever those causes are. You know, it wasn't just some one-off donation. It's the same. It can be, right? The same amount every month or every week. It comes out automatically. I give it all the time. And it helps build up that generous heart. It helps you identify, it helps you see where the money's going and the impact that it's having. You know, you can say, oh, you know, I give, you know, whatever it is, I give $50 to the food pantry every month. And then when you see, you maybe get the annual report, or you when you go volunteer, you can see it and go, wow, that $50 means I've fed this many people, or kept that number of families or children or whoever it is from going to bed hungry. You can see that impact, and you can see it build over time. And it really just, I'm failing to find the right words, but it builds up your heart towards those causes which you support consistently. If you support, you know, something that helps the homeless, you will grow in your heart a greater fondness for people who are homeless. If you are giving regularly, you know, every week or whatever at church, you will have a greater fondness in your heart for your church, for your fellow parishioners, for the things and the causes and the activities that are going on there. You'll be more invested because you've in some ways committed. Maybe it's just to yourself. You've committed, I'm giving every week, I'm giving this much, or I'm giving this much every month, and you really just become part of that mission. And that's what I call steady giving, and it really helps you just build up that momentum, build up that steam to see that change made in the world. Now, the other category, this is what I call extra giving, and this is kind of that spontaneous, not as planned out, certainly less regular giving. So let's say you've got $500 to give every month. You give, let's say $75. I'm gonna do the math here. $75 a week at church. That's $300. You give another $100 to some other cause every month, and now you've got $100 extra. $100 kind of discretionary giving. And you can, depending on how you want to do it, you can find a home for that $100 every month and just wipe it out, kind of just use it all up. And that could be any variety of things. You know, somebody comes to church and asks for something, or a neighbor needs help, or you see a guy on the road, or you get something in the mail, whatever it is. Your heart's just moved. You hear something on the radio, whatever it is. You just, yep, I'll give some to that this month. Or you can even let it build up. You do only a little bit of that, and then you can let it build up over time. And then now, wow, now I've got like $600 built up in there over the last, you know, maybe 8 months. It's built up. Now I'm at $600. Now, when that person comes and speaks at church, or you hear something on the radio that really moves you, or you see that billboard that stirs your heart, whatever it is, when that giving opportunity comes, you can be really generous. You know, instead of, well, oh, I, and this is why I say, like, don't plan out all your giving, because then, right, if you planned out, I do $500 every month and it's all planned out and it's all regular and it's all automatic. Well, then when you get asked, when something comes up, when the spirit moves and there's something put in front of you, it's hard to respond. And you can't respond as generously as maybe you want to. Maybe you, wow, this is really breaking my heart. I want to do something about it, but man, everything's allocated. Everything's already, all the giving money's already given. Everything else is like, you know, there for a bill or for some goal, or like, what am I going to do? And then, all right, I'll take some from groceries. I'll take some from entertainment. And now you give in like $40. And that's still a great gift. But your heart wants to give more. And so if you would just set some aside every month, kind of the, we'll see what happens. You can call it the Holy Spirit money or whatever it is. Then when it comes up, that thing comes up in a few months later and you go, wow, okay, let's do it. Here is $600 or here's $500, whatever it is. You can make a big gift because it's been there and it's been waiting for the opportunity, waiting for the Spirit to come and stir your heart to give. And that is a really cool experience as well. So right with the steady giving, you see that sustained gift, you see that sustained change in the world. And you've built up that heart to become more accustomed or more attuned to giving and to have a greater fondness for those causes which you support regularly. Extra giving, unplanned giving, or it's planned, it's just you don't know exactly where it's going, that spontaneous giving, that helps strengthen your heart to respond to the needs in front of you. It strengthens that part of your heart to see someone in need and help them. And that is huge, you know? It just allows us to see the help. And yes, with giving, but also just in just regular generosity of our lives, your heart will grow and you'll be more likely to walk up to that person who isn't talking to anybody at the party or whatever it is. Because you have that, I see a need, I want to meet the need. And that grows that part of your heart. Without both of these types of giving, your giving will be scattershot, right? Without steady giving, your giving is scattershot. It's not making as big of impact as maybe it could. And right, those things that really stand out to you, those ministries, those apostolates, those charities, whatever it is, that really do the work you want to see in the world, won't be able to do the work as well because their finances aren't as steady because you aren't giving steadily. So steady giving helps that happen in the world. Helps you see the change happen. Extra giving helps you respond personally in the moment to make the world a better place through whatever gift that is. And allows you some flexibility just to not have to go, yeah, because there's been times when all we had was planned giving because we wanted to wanted to give our number away all the time. So we'll put that in. And then we'd get asked if there'd be special things coming up and then be like, sorry, everything's already accounted for. Sorry, man. It stunk to have to say that. And so these two types of giving allow you to see sustained change and respond in the moment to the needs in front of you. And of course, none of them are possible if you are not setting yourself up for guilt-free giving by planning ahead and putting that money in your budget. And then in some ways, even budgeting your giving money through those couple of things that you are giving, you're doing steady giving for, and then leaving that fund, that piggy bank, to build up over time. So for that extra giving, so you can really respond in the right time, in the right way to what's put in front of you. Now, giving is important. Giving is paramount to your personal finances, your personal development, to your journey. But there's other financial goals as well, right? A lot of folks, maybe you listening, you want to get out of debt. You want to save some money. You have some goals you want to get to. You want to progress through the financial phases that we teach through the money milestones, or maybe... maybe you don't even know what those are. Well, we've got a free training for you. Just head on over. There's a link in the show notes you can click, or go to walletwin.com/free-training, and we walk you through the entire Wallet Win method from A to Z, what to do, when to do it, so you can see success with your personal finances. So grab a seat right there. It's walletwin.com/free-training. So give, be generous, and I'll see you there. Until next time, my friends, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet Win program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.